What's up? Ooh, we got a clap and some cracks.
I know. They were wet. They were raggedy.
Okay.
But whatever.
Also, was our sleep last night.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
Man, so we're both exhausted.
Yeah. Look like we sound.
Probably. No, you look beautiful, sweetie.
Sure, I look like.
I look refreshed from the pool because I did a swim today, so I had to wake up, or else because if you fall asleep in the pool, it's just not a good thing. but she is so much tireder than she normally. Usually, she wakes up even if she gets less sleep. She wakes up like a champ. But today, though, it caught up with her. But we
about to write,
we had a good time. We had a homie that we haven't seen since. Pre-COVID,
right?
Come in town for the first time, so we, you know, Taco Tuesday.
We turned up for Taco Tuesday.
We had fun, man. It was a really, really good time. Yeah. You know, Mama and Gracie were here, of course, and
it was fun. Before we get into that, though, welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what
love, life, and laughter.
That's right. I am one of your hosts, Gabrielle,
and joined
with
other
my
host,
husband,
Chad.
Other host. So so that's really what's going on. Mm-hmm. Let's see what has happened. We haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks because we had an off week last week. We didn't have a podcast, and
by our doing, we decided to take a little break.
So what's been going on? I don't even remember what was happening the last time we talked.
Tell you about it. It's been forever.
It seems like it's been a really long time, but not much has happened.
No, it's been pretty chill, pretty, you know, hasn't been like a big crazy anything.
Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Let's catch you up on what's been going on. Absolutely nothing. Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes.
We really don't have, I'm trying to think like what has happened that's significant because we told you guys about the play set already. Mm-hmm. We had already had the play set.
Yes. And that actually will be up by the time you're watching this. It should, I think that'll actually be up on Gay Babe TV, so go check that out if you haven't, you know.
Let's see what else. Oh, we have some travel coming up. That's exciting. Yes. So we were already traveling for Chad's birthday, which is in June, early June. Mm-hmm. And we got contacted for a work trip late June, which is going to be a family trip. Really excited about that.
Yes.
The kids are going to have a blast.
I'm excited about
that. I know. Chad's excited about it, too. So stay tuned on Gay Babe TV to find out where we're going at the end of June. But it just like kind of came out of nowhere, and we were like, yes.
Perfect timing.
Exactly what we need.
Perfect timing.
Because I am going to the streets, okay? This a month. Well, not this month because we ain't going nowhere this month. But next month, I'm going to the streets.
Was you about to do that song?
Yes. Okay.
And I can tell you because you said this a month.
I'm going to the streets. Y'all know. Y'all have seen the reel.
Your voice changed.
This a month. I'm still going to do that reel.
That's how you said it, though. That was
because
the funniest thing ever.
The funniest thing to me. If you've not seen it, just, you know, scroll on the social media.
She literally does that, like, on a weekly basis.
Literally. I'm going to the streets. I got my final COVID vaccine.
We are both. Are you
well,
14 days yet?
I will be 14 days next Monday, I think. Because I got it. Not this Monday, but last week. So it's already been a week and a half. Almost a week and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on Monday I'll be fully vaccinated, you guys.
Yeah, mine pretty much the end of April was my, you know, full vaccination period. So I'm
out there.
Yeah, so by the time we travel in June, we will be fully vaccinated. The kids, obviously, I mean, no kids that age are getting vaccinated.
I think
right now.
Read something that I think is Pfizer or somebody. I think Pfizer is working on it, but there's like this trial going on for like 12 to 17 year olds.
Yeah, it's Pfizer.
Is it Pfizer?
It is Pfizer.
Yeah,
I saw that
same thing.
Hopefully, it will
be coming next.
It's going to take a while for them to get to the 8 year olds.
Oh, gosh. There's no rush there.
I think that, you know, we. And most of the travel we're doing is really just us two for the most part outside of, you know.
Yeah, actually, we only have the one family trip right now, potentially.
Until November, we have one that's for my Ironman. It's kind of a family trip.
Oh, well, yeah, that
is
a family trip. Absolutely. How's that going? How's training been?
You want to drop this intro real quick?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's dance real quick to wake up. We'll be right back. So yes.
So tell us about this good training, Scotty.
All right. So yeah, the training has been this week three. I'm halfway through week three. It's been going good. Like today, I did a total of 1.7 miles in the pool. And, you know, it's over like sets and different kinds and, you know, it's been tough workouts in the pool, but it's like what I need, you know, it's things that's going to help me get stronger.
Yeah.
Being able to do the distance is one thing, be able to do the distance and get out of the water and not be completely depleted is another. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. So that's been going good. My riding's been doing well. I did a one bike outside. Everything else has been on the trainer downstairs, but I actually enjoy the trainer. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
And then running was already kind of had a head start.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's doing good. I've got to just incorporate a little bit more workout sessions, like, you know, kind of like some, you know, endurance type weight training.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really all I've been kind of. So I'm still getting in the groove, but got to start getting up, trying to get up earlier to get some of this training done because it's because the blocks are so long. I mean, you know, like my swims are, you know, they're a solid hour for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bikes. So, yeah, it's just, but the training's going well. The timing, I've got to get under.
Yeah, we got to get the timing under wraps. Yeah, we got to get into bed a lot earlier.
Well, normally we don't go to bed as late as we did last night. We still go to bed late, though.
Way too late. But we still need to get in the bed.
We're habitual night owls.
Like, we just be up for no reason. You just be like, why am I up? Like, why won't I just take my butt to sleep?
We just be looking at each other.
What is it that's happening? Whatever we about to watch on this good TV will be there tomorrow.
We be looking at each other like, I know you're tired. Mom will go to bed.
This is ridiculous.
And then we're fighting it. Yeah, and then we're like, let's just watch another episode. No, falling asleep on the episode.
Right.
Let's just go to bed. Y'all have issues with that?
Yeah. Are we the only ones?
Yeah, I know. We can't be the only ones.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else? I feel like that's it. There's not much else that's been happening.
Not much.
Do you want to get into some questions? Or do you want to get into the first
sponsor? I'll get into the first sponsor, and then we'll get into some questions.
Okay.
So, the first sponsor of this here podcast is Cubo AI. What they are is the first smart baby monitor to apply AI, artificial intelligence, detection to baby sleep, safety, and memories. Quick little recap. We've talked to you about them before about what they are, but like how they came about as a result of an IVF mom who couldn't sleep, wondering if her baby was breathing. All that was made worse when she found her infant son with a bib over his face in the crib. So as a tech parent, you know, she decided to kind of look into it more, see if they could find out a solution. Hey, that's something just got shipped. So in case y'all wondered, So yeah, so you know, like the questions that, you know, most parents probably ask themselves, especially new parents, you know, like, what if you were asleep when something happened with your baby, you know, like, if there's no sound alert, you know, for your child, you know, impending danger. So, you know, the questions that all parents are kind of, you know, faced with. So they created the Cubo AI Smart Baby Monitor. And so a few things about it, a few features that are really, really cool. It's got safety features, covered face and rollover alerts. So it'll send you notifications if it, you know, it has any of those, detects any of those. Crying alerts, you can adjust the sensitivity to sound, you know, for that so that you're not getting woke up for just little small cries. Danger zone alerts, then it's 1080p HD video. So it's really, really nice. And something I didn't talk to you about last time is the memories. There's auto photo and video capture. So of your baby's like cutest moments and big milestones. The Cubo AI automatically captures and saves moments to a feed that, you know, you're connected to. And then there's family sharing. Up to 8 accounts are allowed to actually be able to see that content. So it's not just going out to everybody. It's just whoever you allow to come in and see those moments. So parents grandparents, whoever. Yeah. So it's really, really cool. So we want you to be able to check it out if you are interested or if you know somebody that's interested. So what you can do is go to getcubo, so CUBO.com, and use the code LMO for $10 off your purchase. So once again, that's go to getcubo.com and use code LMO for $10 off your first purchase. So thanks to Cubo AI for sponsoring this episode.
Yes. Shout out to them.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into some questions.
Let's do it.
give me a number.
This a month. I'm answering questions. Am I supposed to give you one?
One through, I don't know, two something.
Through 291. Let's go with 282.
282.
282.
282. I already know the answer to this question, but while running on an icy sidewalk in front of your neighbor's house, you slip and break your leg. Would you sue your neighbor if you stood to make a lot of money?
Suing them. Just suing them. Because how dare ice form on the public sidewalk? Like, no.
I wish you would try and sue me. First of all, why are you running on an icy sidewalk?
First of all, there's plenty of people and there's plenty of lawyers out there that are just waiting to say, let's sue them.
I feel like I just don't understand the concept of suing people. Honestly, I feel like just let it go. Like, I mean, unless somebody is, like, literally danger was caused from something, I feel like people just be reaching when they go suing people. It's like, well, I probably could play this out in the court of law.
And then a lawyer comes in and says, yeah, we can get you money.
Really, though? Like,
I'm sorry. If you're running down the sidewalk and you know it's icy outside and you slip and fall and break your hip, You're bad. Nobody else is bad.
Icy. Right. Like, I mean, if you weren't in my sidewalk, say you were just on the public sidewalk, you going to sue the city? Like, somebody probably would.
100%. No, it's been done a million times.
I'm sure.
Just like, because people.
It's so ridiculous.
Because some people just want stuff for free. And I also blame the lawyers.
Who take on these cases.
Because I think there's some grimy lawyers out there.
And they're like,
we can get you some money.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of your medical expenses, you know, make sure that you're good and set to go. And like, but that's our legal system. It's a joke. It's a joke. Like, no. Let's, yeah. So, no, absolutely not. If I fall and break my hip because it's icy outside, well, I'm an idiot.
You are an absolute idiot for running outside on the freaking icy.
Yeah. I'm an idiot because it's icy and I should have wore better shoes or maybe just not ran outside.
Maybe just not ran outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, I'll go with 135.
135? How dare you ask for that question?
Oh, it's a two-parter.
What would you do if you were approached on a busy street by a well-dressed stranger who said he lost his wallet and asked apologetically if you'd give him $9.85 to buy a train ticket? $9.85, though? Like straight $9.85? Is that how much a train ticket cost?
Right, that's weird.
$9.85.
Is that the first part of the question?
Well, yes, that's the first part of the question. So then the follow-on is, what if instead...
Well, should I answer that question first?
I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to do it. Yeah, I guess answer that one. $9.85?
I'm going to be real. I probably would say, I'm sorry, I don't have cash. Because I don't carry cash. Yeah. If we were right next to the train station, maybe if I was in a good mood, I would be like, well, here, I'll buy it for you.
Yeah.
But I don't carry cash typically, so I wouldn't be able to just pull out $9.85. I wouldn't have been able to just pull out a 10 and give it to him. I'd have been like, I'm so sorry.
I guess I don't.
Because he lost his wallet. That's the issue.
That's what you say. He lost
his wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my thing. A few things with that. Like, if I had a 10 spot, I'd give him a 10 spot, but I would back up so you don't do that right with that person next to you.
What does that
mean?
Get
some space between
you. Oh, so they don't try to like...
Yeah, in case that they are, unfortunately, the other, you know, maybe this, you know, they could be somebody that's just trying to steal your purse or steal your wallet. So you step back, get some room, pull out the 10 spot, put your stuff up. Here you go.
That is interesting that they asked, like, that they had to put in that he was well-dressed, because what if he wasn't well-dressed?
No, here's the next question.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So what if instead you were approached for a handout by a haggard-looking stranger? Wow, haggard-looking. Claiming to be hungry and unable to find a job.
The same rules would apply.
Same rules would apply.
If I have the cash and it's available, sure, here's a couple dollars.
Same rules would apply.
I don't have the cash.
I just don't have the cash.
I probably wouldn't go out of my way to be like, let me go grab some cash to give you some. Quite honestly.
Yeah. Maybe if I go and I'm going to do something, maybe later I remember to get some cash and I'm coming back by, but like I wouldn't, I don't think I would necessarily like go out of my way to try to,
Yeah. It is interesting though, because like, I didn't even know that was the second question, but it just made me think, like, how easily we believe people based off of what they look like. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, somebody well-dressed really genuinely looks like they could have just lost something. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I feel like people would be more apt to help that person versus the homeless person that, you know, is probably asking everybody, because I think a lot of people would be like, do you really need it? Like, how long you been sitting out here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are skeptics, and I've been skeptic too, because you see these stories of people who are like straight swindling mm-hmm. you on the side of the road. Like, that is their job, literally racking up,
like, and they standing driving a nice car home,
right? So it is crazy. It's one of those things you have to think about, but honestly, it's also one of those things where you have to do what your heart tells you to do. Yeah. Like, in that moment, because whether they're scamming, whether they mean it, whether they lying, whether he gonna buy some alcohol is really not my issue. The issue is, what did I do to show kindness to this person or to help this person? Well,
you and I have been the same. Yeah. There have been times where I've been driving, and you know, someone that's homeless on mm-hmm. the side of the road, and I've had a tug in my heart to give them some money.
Right.
But there's times where I haven't had that tug at heart. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just follow
that feeling.
If I have the feeling.
It comes, God tells you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that is.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah. You know, I believe it's totally God when it happens. Mm-hmm. Then I give him what I got. If you know, or give him, you know, give him something. If I don't get that feeling,
no,
just don't get the feeling. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think that's wrong. I don't think that you know, anybody's required to do that. You know, think that.
I mean, I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah, kindness to your heart. You know, and you can do it or not. You're not a bad person. Yeah. You do. You know, or don't.
Interesting.
Okay.
Do you want another question out of the same book?
Yeah, I like that. It was a decent question. Actually answered. Oh, let's go with two.
Give me the number.
138.
Excuse me.
Peek up you.
138.
Yes. You should have went for a swim today. That woke me up.
Honey, I needed something. I even had a nap. Who takes a nap in midday? Like an hour nap.
Entrepreneurs.
And I still feel tired. It's entrepreneurs. Crazy. I don't take naps. I'm just not a napper. What?
You could fall. She could fall asleep. Like, if I did like, hey, Gabriel, I'll go to sleep. And she actually she would fall asleep.
Me having the ability to fall asleep
and take a nap.
And take a nap is completely different. Yeah,
she doesn't take naps.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't take naps.
She has a gift that she does not use.
You know, I always wanted to take naps on Sundays, though, because I feel like people always talk about epic naps, like after church or, you know, after you go out to eat or whatever, and you come home and you just nap on a Sunday.
Who watches the kids?
I don't even. We all just take a nap. Like, hey, it's nap time or quiet time in your room. Mommy about to lay down and take a nap. Daddy,
what is that life?
What is that life? You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's people out there who have quiet time
in
with
these
their
streets.
Kids in their rooms. We don't know about that life. What are your two most compulsive habits? Do you struggle to break them? If so, what would it feel like to accept them and give up on trying to change?
Compulsive.
Well, that was like three different questions.
Compulsive habits?
Yeah. What are your two most compulsive habits?
What?
I don't know, like biting your nails or...
Yeah, I mean, obviously biting my nails is definitely one.
Excuse me.
And obviously I want to change that. So, yeah, I just need to stop. So, but it's a bad habit. what's another one? I think the other one is staying up late, because I have this fear of I'm going to miss something if I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's been something that I've had for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's like almost like this fear of like, and I don't go to sleep until I'm like exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's a bad habit like that I've created.
So what would it feel like if you just said, you know what, I'm just a night owl and I'm just not gonna go to bed early?
I don't think that would be
accepted.
I don't think that would be healthy.
True.
I need more quality sleep.
Yeah.
Because that's very good for your health. Like, you need, I mean, God made you to rest. Like,
I
so
mean,
you can get
all
some,
need rest. We all know how crucial rest
so
is.
I can't just accept that. I have to just do better. And the biting nails, I want to stop that because it's just not a good habit to have. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. It's just a bad habit that I've had for so many years.
Yeah. It's a bad influence, too, because Chad Jr. bites his nails. I've seen Reagan biting on her nails. Like, I think they do what they see.
Yeah, exactly. So just it's just not mm-hmm. it's a habit that's not needed. So just to get rid of it. And the sleep thing, no, absolutely, I have to change that too, because I need better sleep.
Lord, we need better sleep.
Yeah.
How much sleep y'all getting on average? I'd love to know.
Yes.
Throw it in the
comments. Be honest.
Let's be honest. How much sleep do you get average? Yes. Because I'd love to know if I'm the only one out here surviving off of like 5 and 6 hours of sleep, like all the time.
Yeah.
If I get 7 hours of sleep, it is a rarity, okay? Yeah. 8 hours? Girl, bye.
Yes.
One day. I'm going to get that much sleep. Because there's just so many benefits.
I know, right? So many benefits to sleeping good.
Like 250.
250. All right. Real quick, I'm going to do the second sponsor. Ha! Y'all was okay, ready. You were like, okay, I'm so ready for 250.
That was a breath.
Psych. My question for y'all is, have you heard of Thrive Market? Of course you have, because we've told you about Thrive Market.
Of course
Market.
You have.
So you didn't even need to answer that question. That was an easy question for y'all.
Have you checked them out?
Check them out, because I'm going to tell you some reasons that you should. So basically, Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Shopping the Thrive Market, shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store and the lines. You can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Actually, Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order. So we always save whenever we get anything there. It's always, you know, a savings of imagine if you get one or two items, you're still getting a savings, and they show you the savings. So it's really nice. So they have the best selection, high quality and healthy, sustainable products online, wholesome food, home beauty products curated just for members. So pretty much it's a one-stop shop for everything you need: organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. And the products are ethically sourced, so that's a good thing as well. And they're also good for you. Besides being good for you, they're good for the planet. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon-neutral shipping from their zero-waste warehouses. And when you join, you give back. So through the Thrive Gives program, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So that's pretty cool. When you take advantage of the deals you're going to get, you're also helping a low-income family. So you can join Thrive Market today to get $20 off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/LMO. So that's Thrive, Thrive, market.com/LMO to get the exclusive offer of $20 off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else, so make sure you go check it out. ThriveMarket.com/LMO.
Check them out.
And
tell us what are some of the good things you've gotten from there. They just have like a cool selection of things.
They do. Like,
I feel like we're always finding something new.
They always have like really cool like mixes, like of granola mixes.
Yeah.
And their honey's
stuff
really
that
good.
I think typically wouldn't normally buy, so it's cool to check it out.
Gives you different for us. It gives us cool different like snacking options, you know, like things that we, or like, you know, so it's great. Check it out.
Check it out.
You said 250, right?
250.
What sorts of things would you do if you could be as outgoing and uninhibited as you wished?
I don't want to be more outgoing.
Man. You wouldn't have them booty cheeks out just all the time? booty cheek out everywhere?
I don't think that's the type of outgoing.
I'm going to Kroger. Why is your booty cheeks out? I'm going to Kroger.
What?
I would wear pants if I was going to Target.
What would I do if I were, what? Say it again. If I were, okay, uninhibited. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be out here with my booty cheeks out, but, you know. I don't know. I'm okay with where I am. I don't need to talk to more people. I don't need to be more.
So no booty cheeks out.
No, okay. You know, no cheeks, you know, unless I'm at the beach, you know, but that's different.
You definitely booty cheeks out at the beach, okay? That's a requirement from your husband.
That is a requirement on the couple trip, not on the family trip. We had a cheeks out with the family trip.
Yes, no, but cheeks out.
What is the second part of this question?
Do you usually initiate friendships or wait to be approached?
I usually wait to be approached. I am definitely not the initiator when it comes to building friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, I will.
Go ahead.
What was you about to say? I would say that...
You did recently, that one time you reached out to somebody.
Who?
When we were in Florida in January. You text somebody.
I did. And you know what? I was actually thinking about the I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like, I literally did reach out to somebody like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we could be friends. Because every time I, you know, watch you, blah, 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 I feel like we could be friends. And the person was like, oh my goodness, me too. So we exchanged numbers. We had a text exchange probably like later that week. And we have not texted since. So I, in my mind, when I thought about that, I was like, see, this is why I don't do that. Because it made me feel some type of a way. Even though I also know that people have their own lives and sometimes you just don't think about, like, I mean, I hadn't really thought about her either. So, you know, we're probably in the same boat, but it did make me think, like, yeah, this is why I just don't.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if it's just that inherent, like, fear of rejection or, like, well, what mm-hmm. if they don't really want to have a friendship or, you know, like, I don't want to be looking stupid if I'm the only one reaching out or blah, blah, blah. So maybe that's why I don't. Reach yeah, out a lot. Be. It could be just mm-hmm. stemming from that. But it is funny that you, yeah, because I literally just thought about that a week ago. Like, I ain't talked to that girl on the text since. We did all of that. All of that. And I was stressing, too. I was like, should I send this DM? Should I do, like.
I said yes.
And Chad was like, yeah, just do it. Because the thing is, Chad talks to everybody. So this person's husband, Chad talks to their husband.
We be having
Chad
phone.
Has conversations with all of these people that we've come across and that we've met on social, and I'm just like, how do you do it, bro? Like, I don't know if it's just easier for men to develop friendships. Yeah. I don't know what it is about women and friendships, and, like, I just don't know. So I'm sure that the feelings that I have, maybe she's had them too. Maybe not about me, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like as women, general, yeah. we have these types of internal dialogue and conflict, like, well, I don't want to seem too pressed, or what if she don't want to be my friend, or what if she think I'm trying to, you know, just all of the what
ifs. No, I think that women do sometimes overthink or overanalyze. Mm-hmm. Let's use the word overanalyze mm-hmm. the situation versus guys. We're just like, look, do we click? Okay, we click. Cool. Right. Let's just chat. If we, you know, if we don't end up clicking after that, cool. It was a good talk. That's yeah. it. No worries. Yeah. Like, there's no pressure. There's no pressure for it to be, like, a life-changing event.
I think maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Is women, sometimes we, it's like, oh, she about to be my new best friend. Like, it don't got to be that. It doesn't have to go there, you know? Yeah. She can just be somebody that I talk to every now and then. Or if something pops up, I text, like, hey, I thought about you because of dot, dot, dot. It doesn't have to be.
Yes! I'm talking about you.
It doesn't have to be, like, we linking up every week, we talking every week, we FaceTiming, you know, planning vacations together. I think, and maybe I'm only speaking for myself, but I know that I've gotten caught up in that sometimes, like, just letting things happen as opposed to thinking about what it could be, or, oh, well, it should look like this friendship, or it should look like that. Like, you know, people are in your lives for a myriad of reasons. And
or a Hilton,
you know what? Oh, because I didn't say Marriott, I said myriad.
I mean, Marriott, Marriott. Potato, potato. It's pretty much the same word.
Anyway, no, I'm not reaching out to nobody else. So if you trying to be my friend, pull up.
Hit a sister up.
Roll through. Because I'm not doing it no more, okay?
And she's so cute.
And it's difficult to trust people. Like, I feel like you just never know people's intentions sometimes. And sometimes their intentions come through. You're like, oh, that's why you're reaching out to me.
Yeah, and that's...
So that's another thing that makes it like, ugh, do I want to
I've struggled with that a lot. Yeah, I've struggled. Yeah. See, for me, I'm pretty cut and dry, right? So I've struggled with that where, you know, people that were not in the social media game, right, have, you know, reached out or wanted to connect and all good. And then all of a sudden, about three sentences in there. Yo, so I'm trying to start this channel or I'm trying to do this. And it's like, okay.
Oh, that's
so this is,
really
so this is a business question.
Exactly. You weren't trying to be my friend.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so for me, and then I instantly, I'm like,
he's instantly
turned
off.
I'm done
he's
at that
like,
point.
I don't even like, want to have these
conversations. Yeah, because it's not that I won't help anybody, but I want your intentions to be clear from the beginning. And if they're
definitely then, have your intentions.
Then you're, to me, it shows that you didn't, for me, it seems non-genuine or ungenuine.
It is ungenuine, you know? And I will also speak to this too, like, because it is an interesting, like, fine line between really trying to get some to know someone, even if there is an ask, because you never want to, like, have a cold ask. Sometimes you do want to warm up to it, but it is a very fine line. Like, so somebody was recently in my DMs. I noticed, like, she would start like responding to certain things or like asked me, she just started asking me a couple questions about, you know, I think we had traveled or we went somewhere. So she was asking me what I thought about it and blah, blah, blah. So we were just having conversations in the DM. So I thought, and then like a day or two later, she was like, yeah, so I kind of wanted to talk to you about this opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Instantly turned off because you like, I just don't like that. Like it was like, why didn't you just start off with the ask? Like, first of all, you could have just emailed me. This is business. You could have just emailed me, but we're having this back and forth in DM. Like, yeah, like girl, I'm trying to get to know you, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, I just don't like that. Yeah. So it's a fine line because then I probably would have been, I mean, I would have been less turned off had she just from the jump.
Yeah,
been
see, like,
hey,
I prefer that.
I want to talk to you about this. Dot, dot,
could
dot.
I
like,
pick
don't
your
try
brain?
To be my friend.
Could I
and
pick
then
your brain?
Slide it in.
And then if a here's the
no.
thing.
I've like, had
people, yeah.
Like, because you just came out of nowhere. Like, because it was strange to me anyway, because I'm going to be honest, it was a white woman. And I was like, okay, girl.
No, you can't trust white
and
people.
And then she kind of slid it in there. I was like, okay, so here's my email. If this is a business thing, you can email me. Because I don't want you in my DMs. Like, so did you, as she is there, have you gotten my email? Did you get a chance to? Nope, that's not how it works, sister. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Man, white people.
You know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, like, you have to be careful with your intentions. Be upfront. Be direct. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, don't force things if it's not a good fit, you know. And I think this is for everybody, whether, you know, you reaching out to your favorite influencer or whatever. Like, just be genuine with it, you know, because.
Be genuine.
Just be genuine.
Jump on the pony the right way. Yeah. But yeah, I think that for me, it's the same thing. If I've had people that have been non-social media influencers but have been interested in it, and they've hit me up like, hey, Chad, I want to see if could I pick your brain on something if, you know, if I need, you know, if you're not comfortable or you don't want to, I totally understand it because this is what you do for a living. Then, you know, most time I'll be like, yeah, so what you got, man? And I formed friendships after that conversation.
Because they were upfront.
They were upfront. And for me, it's like they weren't trying to, you know, butter me up to then, you know. And like, so for me, it's just, you know, it's very interesting. And, you know, it's like, because look at it from the flip side. I don't come up to you and be like, hey, bro, I'm trying to sell insurance, man. And I know you sell insurance. So can I ask you a couple questions, man? Like, it's like, it's because what we do and we understand that. And that's no problem. But just let's be upfront with your
intentions.
Mm-hmm. And then it's all good. But
it's all good.
You know,
I ain't got no
good.
Problem asking no questions
or answering
or
no questions.
Telling you
no.
if I'm interested or not interested. But when you try to like sneak it in, it's like, can you give us some time to brew
instant
a friendship?
Turn off,
when it's
man.
The first thing you say once you get in there, it's like, oh, okay, your intentions are really clear. Noted. Like, noted. Yeah.
Noted.
So, anyway, do we have an Ask Gabe and Babe?
Yes, we will jump into that. Okay, so got to ask Gabe and Babe, as Gabriel mentioned.
Let's do
this. Here we go. From Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
What up, Anonymous? Hey, Gabe and Chad. I have a situation I'm hoping to get some advice on. I am 34 years old, divorced for 6 years, and currently in a relationship that I believe will turn into a marriage eventually. I have been in this relationship for about a year, and this has been the only serious relationship I have been since my divorce 6 years ago. Since my divorce, I have learned to become a more strong and independent woman. I'm focused on building my career. I've purchased my own home and have been really doing well all by myself. And then here comes this man. I've fallen in love with him, and I feel conflicted on how I can take a step back and be more submissive and let him do things for me that I've been able to do for myself for all these years. I don't want to push him away because of my independent personality. To top it off, I am in a position in life where if we were to become married, I'd be the breadwinner, and I don't want to make him feel less than a man. He has some hesitancy in taking the next step in our relationship because he doesn't feel adequate enough. He's got a lot of student loan debt, has lived with his parents for the past few years, trying to pay that debt down. I feel bad. I keep encouraging him, and once we decide to commit our lives to each other, his debt becomes my debt, and we will work it together. However, I think his pride won't let him see this as a possibility. How can I get him to realize that he is enough when all he sees is the fact that I seem to have my life together and he doesn't? Side note, I'm not 100% all together and he knows that. I'm trying to get him to accept where we both are so we can join and do life together. Like I said, I'm 34, not getting any younger, and we both want to start a family. My biological clock is ticking and want to make sure we don't sacrifice the dream of our future for our current reality. Anonymous.
Okay. We didn't read this one. We didn't do this one before.
No.
That sounds so familiar. Maybe I read it.
You probably read it.
I'm like, man, that sounds so familiar. I feel like we talked about it.
We've had some similar ones, but this one is a new one.
Okay. Well, do you want to start? Because I like to think that I was an independent woman when Chad came along. So I don't know if
you
maybe...
like to think you were.
I still am.
Yes.
Maybe you could take it from that angle, but off top, what I will say is you can't make him feel anything. And you are not responsible for how he feels. If he feels less than or whatever the case may be.
Inside job.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You can encourage him. I agree, encourage him.
Yes.
You can't make him feel
away.
You
cannot make him feel adequate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so I don't want you to feel bad because
you can't
how you live makes him feel a certain way. If it does, that is an inside job.
Yeah.
That is something that he has to deal with and that he has to actively
agreed
change. You cannot do that. So I do just want to say that off top. I will also say that it's tricky. Not even that it's tricky. I just feel like as women, we want so much for men, especially when we feel like, man, it's time. Can you just get it together? Like, literally, I'm waiting on you. I want to do this with you. I understand it. I'm, you know, like, I ain't getting no younger. Let's have these babies. Let's get married. But if a man is not ready, the last thing you want to do is pressure him into it. And push
say
him
it again
towards being what you want him to be because you want your timeline to be your timeline. If he is still living with his mama, he is still paying down debt, and he is not ready to commit, I think you have to accept where he is and decide if you're okay with that or if it's time for you to walk away, honestly. Because you cannot make him be ready, and you don't want him just pretending to be ready to oblige you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think,
don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think I 100% agree with the fact that, you know, you can't make him feel away, and you know, he has to deal with the circumstances of his life and, you know, your life, you know, in his own way. Like, you know, he has to process that for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, yes, for me, it's like you want to come together in a relationship, especially in marriage, feeling as equally yoked as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that for us, that obviously means, you know, spiritually, but that also means in every other area of your life.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it's not wrong that you're the breadwinner. Not
yeah,
wrong. I mean,
not at
Gabriel,
all.
I say Gabriel's the breadwinner, you know, and
we do this.
Yes. But
we do this.
I mean, we do this. But, you know, I mean, people love her. Like a little bit more than me. It's all good. But it's okay. But like, so what I mean is, it doesn't matter who the breadwinner is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it matters that he maybe is the breadwinner in other areas of your relationship, right?
Right.
But yeah, I think that, you know, you bring a bread. I think that that's something, if he's got strengths that can, you know, here's the thing. I think that you can lead the family, you know, be the man of the family without being the breadwinner.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
I think you can be a leader for your family.
Absolutely.
Without being the one that makes the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just happens where, I mean, you know, the woman just is just more successful, or she has a better job, like whatever it is, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That shouldn't make a man feel less than, as long as he's able to bring something very important to the table and hold his own in the other areas,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, but he has to process this stuff for himself. You cannot make him feel a certain way about his debt, about his situation, about you being a breadwinner. He has to come to grips that it's okay with him, and he's going to do what he needs to do to be the man that he needs to be for
right.
you, right? And for your future family, if you guys have one. But that's not on you. Encouraging him, I 100% think that's what you should be doing. You guys got to encourage each other. But encouraging and talking you into feeling a way, two separate things.
Right. And I think, you know, you mentioned how can you – I would love to know what areas do you – do you feel like you struggle with being submissive? Like, what are the things that he wants to do for you that you feel like you're not allowing him to do? Like, it's, I'm trying to figure that out, like, not in a marriage capacity, because, I mean, at this point, you don't really need to be submissive to him for anything. There ain't no ring on the finger, ain't no contract. Like, y'all just in a relationship right now. So I'm trying to figure out what those things are.
Yeah.
But I also don't want you to feel like you have to change your personality or dumb it down to make him feel comfortable. That's a whole nother thing. So it's like, it's one thing to be, like, headstrong, I don't need you, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, like, I'm just trying to figure out, make sure that you're not trying to water down who you are.
And your success story.
Or your success.
Be proud.
To make him feel comfortable. Yes. Like, you can be submissive in other areas when you guys get to that point. Like Chad said, he can be the head of the household. He can be the spiritual lead. Like, you know, in those ways, hopefully he will be, you know, in charge. But, yeah, I just, I don't know. And it's only been a year.
Yeah.
It's only been a year.
And guess what? So, you feel like your clock is ticking, but let's
try not to leave.
Don't catastrophize that.
Yes.
Don't make that like your clock is ticking and it's going to stop ticking tomorrow if we don't get this done. That's not the case. Through God, all things are possible.
I mean, you don't want to lean on the biological clock as the reason why you're rushing things,
because
it's only been a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't mention if he had been married before, so it may take him a little longer to get to it because he's not been through a marriage and a divorce and knows exactly what he wants. Like, this could be a first for him. So it just kind of seems like some patience is needed there, and I think that you are doing everything right. I don't think that you should be questioning your success, how you are. Like,
Be proud
of that, you know. And you seem to be doing everything right. Like, you seem to be understanding, like, hey, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you even said his debt will become your debt, which is really, really big of you, because there's a lot of people that are like, that's on you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I think that you sound like very ready and mature and there. And it just seems like he's not quite there yet.
Yeah, he can get there.
He can get
there.
But
he has to get there. You can't force him into getting there.
Give him time to get there. Or, you know, I mean, you got to decide how much time that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to be having this conversation 5 years from now.
No.
But it is only a year in. So, I think that hopefully that helps. My biggest, hopefully your biggest takeaway is that you don't have to change anything.
No.
Like,
no, absolutely.
It's not your job to make him feel comfortable or to feel like a man.
Yeah, I think that in a relationship, what you do have to learn how to do is compromise. But you shouldn't compromise who you are or your, you know, your pride for what you've achieved or what you do for a living just to make someone else feel comfortable. It's you should never have to, like Gabriel said, have to be like, well, yeah, you know, it was a good year for me, you know, but, you know, I know it was so bad for everybody else. So, you know, it's, you know, I mean, you know, like because so many, like in 2020, you know, there's so many people that had really bad years, you know, and for us, you know, we had a blessed year as far as our business goes, you know, and so it's like not being proud that we had a good year because other people had bad, you know, it's the same principle, right? Be you, support him, and he should support you back, and just see where it goes.
Yeah. Please keep us updated, you know, I mean, and here's the thing, things can change so quickly. Like, you just never know when he might be like ready. Like, it can all change. Next year, you could write us and be like, we pregnant, we they got married, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So much can change super quickly. You're 34, you have time.
Make sure if you email us, though, don't just say da 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 da. Like, give us the other stuff, though, because if you just say da 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 da, we're not going to know what happened. Like, well, I don't know what happened. They da 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 da. I guess, is that good or bad?
I hope that was helpful. Yeah. If anybody in the, you know, in the comments, you want to give some advice, if you've been in this situation or you have something that you want to share that you think will be helpful to this listener, please chime in by all means. We like to keep the conversation going, and we can only tell you things from our perspective and our point of view. So
that's right.
Hopefully that helps.
We're trying to keep this conversation hot like coffee. Speaking of hot coffee, you ask, why am I talking about hot coffee? Oh,
you guys, I am so excited about this sponsor on the podcast. I love all of our sponsors. Shout out to all of you.
Oh, we are so thankful for all of our sponsors. But this one is one that we
especially this
yeah
one.
Used prior to even work, even knowing we're going to work with them.
Yes.
So, Ember Mugs, E-M-B-E-R Mugs, the ones that heat themselves.
Best things ever.
And they got so many colors. It's like they got literally, black, rose gold.
I have the bronze. They have a gold.
The silver, stainless steel. Whatever. It's, we're getting excited here. But basically, we want to tell you a little bit about them.
Because listen, I am notorious for warming up my coffee. Legit, I will have a cup of coffee and warm it up 5 or 6 times before I finish the one cup because I just be doing all the stuff and it gets cold so quick. So this was like the perfect solution for me.
And it was
perfect
a gift I bought her. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm going to see if you like it.
I want one too.
And I was like, okay, I want one too. So it's so great. So a little bit about it. If you haven't seen it, it's a temperature controlled smart mug that, you hook up to an app. You have an app on your phone and then you can control what temperature you want it to be at. You charge it on a little base. You don't have to have it on the charge all the time. You just carry the cup and the cup actually heats the coffee.
Yep.
I had to explain this to our mom. She was like, you're telling me that the cup heats it, not the base? I'm like, yes, it's the cup.
You don't have to walk around with the base, mom.
Because she would have been walking around with a little base, like it's a little dish. With an extension cord behind her trying to know. The cup does it.
It does it all by
itself. So that's why it's so unique compared to other heaters that are out there. Mm-hmm. So basically, it keeps your coffee or tea hot until the very last sip. You set your preferred drinking temperature, as I mentioned. It's nice. It's got a sleek design, long lasting built in battery. I think we got at least a couple hours of hot coffee.
It's worth it.
Very worth it.
Oh my goodness, it's the best.
And so so if you put something cold in there, example, I put cold ice water in mama's cup.
It wasn't ice water, it was just cold water.
It had ice in it.
So did it actually have ice in it?
It was in her mug.
Oh, I didn't know that
it was in her thermos So she literally I poured it in there and we had a temperature set. It warmed it up to that temperature and then it let her know
when it was done.
When it was at that temperature. Yeah. So it will notify you when you're at the drinking temperature that you set.
Yeah.
Basically, unlike any other product that's in the market,
Dope.
Yeah.
It's literally dope. I love it. I just got the new rose gold that they added to the collection. It's like their metallic collection. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. Can you tell? I'm like, let me talk about this because I legit love them.
No, you don't do sponsors.
Right. Babe won't let me do the sponsors.
No, she trying to do this for you. But yeah, so basically they're available in 3 different sizes, 10 ounce, 14 ounce, and then a travel mug. So based on whatever you would need it for. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we want you all to check it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love it. If you can't tell. So what you can do is link down below in the description box or the show notes. You can use the code LMO for 10% off your first time purchases at ember.com.
Yes.
So
first time purchasers. Yeah.
First time, you get 10% off using the code LMO at ember.com. EMBER.com.
Check them out.
Yeah.
I promise you will not be disappointed.
Not at all. I mean, if you can't tell, you will not be disappointed.
It's funny because I was looking around. I think I took it downstairs, but I was sitting up here. I did my meditation this morning, and I had my new rose gold mug with me, and I think I took it down there because I finished my coffee. And we don't have any beverages. We didn't re-up before we even started because normally I would have it here to show it to you.
Speaking of meditation, don't ever try to drink anything while you're laying down meditating.
Why would you ever do that?
I'm just saying. Just disclaimer. Don't do it.
So, you guys, I've been trying to meditate. Like, my goal is to meditate every day for the month of May. And I'm happy to report that, what's today, the 5th? I'm like 3 for 5. How you say that? Yeah, 3 for 5.
3 for 5.
Yeah, because I missed the first
I think Whoppers are 3 for 5, too.
What? When's the last time you had a Whopper? Where did that
I don't know. That sounds so good, though.
It doesn't, though.
That's the best burger. Like outside of like
a chicken sandwich sounds good though.
Oh, mama want a chicken sandwich.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, completely off track.
Completely off.
So yeah, I've been using, what have I been using? I've been using Headspace. And it's been going good. I really enjoy it. They have like good like wake up programming. Just, like they it'll take you through like breathing, like deep breathing. Then it'll give you like a wake up, which is like, you know, learning something new or talking about like mindset or sleep or whatever. And then it's like a meditation after that. It's pretty cool. So
funniest thing is when she does the meditation when she's tired, she falls asleep. So she gets about 3 minutes of meditation.
No, it's the worst. That's why I try to do them first thing in the morning so that I don't fall asleep. But they have sleep meditations too. So I tried the sleep meditations that they have on Netflix. Honey, and I didn't even make it through the episode. I woke up and the second episode was about to start. I was like, see, this ain't good for me. This is not good for me.
Because Gabriel knows how to get extra comfortable. I'm like, baby, you can't get that comfortable.
I like to lay down when I meditate. Yeah, like, you know, people just sit there and they're like, no, I want to be comfortable.
She lays down with a pillow, a blanket.
That has come up numerous times, and my closet door is closed, and he'll open it, and I'm laying on the closet floor doing my meditation. It's just comfortable.
I'm like, I'm like, can you put a sign on the door or something? Let me know.
If my closet door is closed, then I'm probably meditating.
No, I'm trying to come in your closet to maybe catch you, to catch them booty cheeks out.
Anyway.
Bringing the episode back around to booty cheeks. But yeah, so... We started with booty cheeks. We ended with booty cheeks.
We ended with booty cheeks.
All right. So, we appreciate y'all.
We love y'all.
Yes. We hope that you enjoyed.
Yes. Thank you for listening. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend celebrating moms, your mom, somebody's mom, whatever. And if you're listening to this way after Mother's Day, hopefully you had a good Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of that. And then, we would love if you would, you know, keep up with us. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yes.
And rate, review.
Yes, we would love that. That allows, you know, more people to learn about Let's Make Out and, you know, become a part of the family. So we would love it if you'd take the time to leave a review if we made you smile today.
That's right.
And you can share it too.
Yeah. So, feel free to share.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will talk to you guys next week.